people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Elizabeth Locker Planet Elizabeth reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943 and specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. Call 303-688-2240. That's 303-688-2240.
Good morning, anybody. My name is Dave Wilson. If you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together. It's called Dave Wilson's Part of Radio Liberty, or the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program, and we're about to get underway with a very important subject, but perhaps is not given enough attention. It may be in California right now, but elsewhere in the world and in these United States, it is not. I have to remind you, of course, that the views expressed on this live radio program are my views, the views of my guests, and may not necessarily reflect the views of the station, the sponsors, or other people. They could be your views, too, if we open the phone lines at the bottom of the hour and open up our conversation this morning with Deborah Tavares. Deborah, are you there?
Well, yes. Thank you so much for having me on, David. We have such important information to share with all the listeners.
We do. You talked to me last night about what we were going to talk to the folks about this morning, and when you said water, I said, well, that's always an important thing, but that's probably one of the most common, misunderstood, taken-for-granted kinds of things that we have here in these United States. What's with your sudden concern, aside from things like drought and La Nina and El Nino and so forth? What's going on?
Well, it's not so much a sudden concern, and what I mean by that is we've been told in, for example, the document entitled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, that energy would be recognized as the key to all activity on the earth, and that those in control of all the monetary resources intended to control all energy on the face of the planet. And they talked about how they would use bookkeeping systems that we would not understand. And as long as the bookkeeper, which would be the elite controllers, the moneyed bankers, could be kept king, if the public could be kept ignorant of the methodology of the bookkeeping. I'm going to say a few comments about this because we're in an extremely predatory, lawless system. And we all have a very common enemy. It doesn't matter what your thinking is at this point, but I can tell you, we have an extremely, very common enemy, and this enemy has no mercy. And this enemy has engineered the opinions of the American people through global manipulation and global manipulation programs. And for everyone that's listening, I highly recommend you watch the YouTube PsyWar, PSYWAR, to understand the manipulation, brainwashing program that we have all been subjected to. And it's most important to understand, while we have a common enemy, we also are the enemy of those with the money. And it's important to understand that it is stated to us that we are the enemy in Senate Report 93549. And why and how could this possibly happen? Well, we are in a quiet wars system. It is a silent wars system where they'll tell you in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document that I urge everyone to download from our website, www.stopthecrime.net, www.stopthecrime.net. It is on the home page. We have many documents on our website. They're all available as a free download. So for those that may not be able to download for whatever reason, I'm going to be covering some extremely important water documents on the program, and you should download those. And if you're not able to, you can contact a printing shop that we have made arrangements with for the cost of printing and shipping can get you any documents that you are not able to download from our site for free.
That's,
you can call.
That's good to know. And as we continue on with this subject, I want to repeat that website URL one more time here and many times during the program. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know the information that Deborah is presenting with us. I wasn't aware of it until last night when I started talking with her, and it has become rather disturbing what I've read during the last 12 hours. Deborah, the website that you have set together, which is just really magnificent, congratulations on that to you or your webmaster or whoever does it, is stopthecrime.net. stopthecrime.net. And ladies and gentlemen, write that down. Avail yourself of the free information that's there. I know I did. There's a lot of great PDFs. There's all kinds of things on there that will supplement your understanding of what is really going on in these United States and all over the world today. Okay, Deborah, sorry for the interruption, but I want to repeat that over and over again.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I want to be certain that everyone has the phone number for the print shop. And that phone,
okay.
number is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. That is for those that cannot download the documents from our website for free. So it's very important to understand a couple of comments that I'm going to make about our de facto government. This is critical because this builds upon why policies and politicians are making no sense at all, and they're not. And everything that is occurring in the United States as far as laws and statutes are coming from the executive branch of the White House via executive orders. And it's extremely important that it's an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9, 1933. This is Public Law 89-719. This was declared by President Roosevelt. And it goes on to say that the receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under the Emergency War Powers Act, with the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved. The receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy.
Okay, hang on there, Deborah. We're up against our first break. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Deborah Tavares in just a minute. Don't go away. Lots of important information coming up.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Hi, anybody. Dave Wilson back again with Deborah Tvart. We're talking about things that don't seem really true on the surface, but as you investigate, as Deborah has, you'll find that they really are true, and we're working in a kind of an imagined government here. I want to take a moment, Deborah, to remind the people that Dr. Stan is away from the microphone for a few days now, and I want to remind them to put him on their prayer list, and that he might get a little bit of rest and a little bit of relaxation. You know, Dr. Stan and all the folks who've worked up at Radio Liberty so tirelessly for the last 30 years or so, finally are going to take a little bit of a break here. And as he returns to the microphone later on, possibly rested, we need to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. Pray specifically that he might get some rest, that he might return to his work as he wants to do so bad. It's so hard to get Dr. Stan to back away from the microphone for a few days, and believe me, I am overwhelmed that he would ask me to sit in for him here. And I'm sure Deborah, too, is keeping him in his prayers as she does the kind of work that Dr. Stan has pioneered, really, in the last 20, 25 years. Finding out what's really going on in the shadow government that we have here in these United States. Deborah, please continue on with the amazing things that you were telling us about what's truly going on.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. It is most important that everyone understand some aspect of our foundation. And our foundation, sadly, is the de facto government that has been managing to continue to function through the illusion of a representative government, and we are a corporate structure. And the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document that I just read a little portion out of about the bookkeeper can be king as long as the public can be kept away from understanding the bookkeeping. Well, it is a corporate structure of bookkeeping. It's based upon contracts and grants. You will find in your cities that are all incorporated that are working for the de facto USA Inc. government, that they are taking on grants and they are signing contracts. All of this debt obligation is money that we are all responsible for repaying. Sadly, many of the cities will accept grants. When we ask them who pays these grants back, they say, oh no, we don't have to pay them back. People do not understand how government really operates. And there is no free sandwich lunch. This money must be paid back. So your cities are pell-mell signing you on to debt that you're not even aware of, you're not even voting on, and they're not even discussing with you. They don't need to. They're incorporated. They're doing business. An extremely important YouTube that I would recommend everybody watch is entitled, Who is Running America and the Cap? Who is Running America and the CAP, C-A-P, that stands for Climate Action Plans. But I wanted to jump into water by first saying that, again, we are in a silent weapons system. And it says in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence. and learned to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure becomes too great, both psychologically and economically, and we crack up. And they go on to tell us that this silent weapon is a type of biological assault upon us, and it attacks our vitality, our options, our mobility, of all of society. By knowing this weapon, this system, by knowing this is all the surveillance, by understanding and manipulating and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical and mental and emotional strengths and weaknesses. This is a covert biological and chemical warfare, and this is being under full deployment now. So let's move in to first, of course, again, being based on the de facto government. We are the enemy. It tells us that in Senate Report 93549. War has been declared. Again, read Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. Also read another document we have entitled NWO Exposed 1969 by an Insider. Dr. Stan has interviewed Dr. Dunnigan, who is the man responsible for getting the NWO Exposed 1969 information out to all of us. So I can highly recommend you read that document on the source document tab of stopthecrime.net. Now we're going to jump into water. We had an unusual interception of a letter here in Northern California. We are in Sonoma County. And what do I mean by an interception? This letter was not intended to get to us. Certainly not. And it is from the United States Department of Commerce. Now, I'm going to make a comment here before I get into this letter. You can look at government now rather than representation as a business. All levels of government are incorporated. So are the agencies that serve them, serve the agenda. They're all incorporated. This is why it's critical to watch who is running America. Go to the link also on our website, stopthecrime.net, the USA Inc. link. It's critical to understand that everything is functioning on a platform of business, making money and profit. In fact, profits and making money are a requirement. And there is no acknowledgement of life in these corporate charters. No acknowledgement of life. It is ruthless. It is immoral. In fact, what we really are most concerned about, of course, is the tragedy of the corporate structure that we are enmeshed in, is giving us the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is anti-life, anti-morals, and anti-ethics, and it's run by sociopaths and secret societies and international bankers and the like.
That's to remind the people once again of your website, Stop the Crime, and you can click on that to go to the home page, and then click on the third link to the right of the left-hand side. It's called Source Documents, and there you'll find all these things that Deborah is talking about. Sorry for the interruption, Deborah, but I want to keep stopthecrime.net uppermost in everybody's mind.
Well, I do appreciate that because, again, all of these are documents. So I'm going to just quickly go over a document, again, that was intercepted from the United States Department of Commerce. This is written to the Sonoma County Resource Management Division of our Sonoma County Public Works Department. It is, again, from the United States Department of Commerce, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, dated August 26th of 2014. I have this letter scanned. You can read the entire letter for yourself. If you go to stopthecrime.net, at the top of the home page, you will see a link entitled Water Wars. Please go there. This is a scanned letter, and I'm just going to read you a paragraph towards the end of this letter. It is extremely concerning, and it involves every single city in the entire country. This is what is being done, and it's important to understand. This is the template. This is the roadmap, how they're going to absolutely privatize the United States water supply. Now, it says recent California Superior Court decision that found that the public trust doctrine, this is in Northern California where this decision took place, by the way, on Scotts River, found that the public trust doctrine protects streams and rivers from harm caused by extracting groundwater that when extraction adversely affects the public trust. And this was the uses of the Environmental Law Foundation versus the State Water Resources Control Board. There's a case number, etc. It says this: the court also determined that Siskiyou County, now Siskiyou County is a county in Northern California that abuts the Oregon border, just to give you a geographical sense. The court determined that Siskiyou County, as a subdivision of the state of California, must consider public trust resources when issuing groundwater well drilling permits. In fact, the governor of California's draft groundwater plan considers local groundwater management in counties with state backing to be the optimal regulatory framework for effective groundwater management in California. It goes further. It's important to understand what is happening right under our noses with the water. We have documents that I'm going to go into right now, again, located on stopthecrime.net. Look at the Water Wars link at the top of the page, and you can download the documents that I'm going to start going over briefly right now. First, we found a map. It's a map that was put together by the Association of California Water Agencies, and it's a status of response to the 2014 drought, and it's a map of California, and it shows various locations and their response to the mandatory restrictions of water usage, their level of voluntary restrictions and implementation measures, also drought, emergency, and water shortages that were declared, agriculture reductions. Let me say this again: agriculture reductions. This map is a map for the power that be to show their influence and how well this program of scarcity and this engineered drought through the weather manipulation has affected California, and it indicates the city's adherence to these phony, false plans, all based on the false illusion of global warming. Now, it is a fact that we are in a drought. It is a fact that they've engineered scarcity, and no one is talking about the geoengineering program or what we all know as the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. This is your global warming now that has been renamed as climate change, and of course is now called climate disruption. This is the geoengineering program of the ability to control the weather, not only for the opportunity of controlling the weather, but for many other horrific and nefarious control measures as well. But this map will show you the compliance of the California cities and counties to this plan. Also important to understand that California has hired NASA, the Scripps Institute, and NOAA. These are perpetrators. We have hired the perpetrators of weather modification to lead the way to solve our drought problems. Here in Sonoma County, our water agency, very sadly, brought the California Water, it's called the California Water Foundation, as a speaker to our local water agency. That California Water Foundation said that they were supported by Bechtel, B-E-C-H-T-E-L, and the RAND corporation. They said this at a meeting. No one understands what these organizations are. The Rand Corporation was set up in the United States as an outshoot of the Tavistock Institute for Mind Control and Brainwashing. And this is where the Delphi technique comes into play at all of our meetings, including our water meetings. We have on our website, stopthecrime.net, we have filmed some of these water meetings to show you how the Delphi technique works. This is raw footage. I invite you to watch portions of this to understand how these hired consultants and trained facilitators, i.e. manipulators, are driving the illusion of marketing.
We'll be right back with some more information for you about what's going on in the water world in just a minute.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson. At the bottom of the hour on a Wednesday's version of Radio Liberty, we're talking with Deborah Tavares, talking about water, which seems like a fairly common thing, but we're learning that water and its associated infrastructure are quite the big business and are under control of the powers that be. Deborah, you know, I just moved from Santa Cruz, where Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty are, to a place called Ormond by the Sea, which is about 12 miles north of Daytona Beach, Florida. And I'm sitting here looking at the Atlantic surf And it seems to me like we've got lots of water right here, but I think I may have moved out of the frying pan into the fire. I remember in Santa Cruz on the 25th of February when a water shortage was declared and an emergency status, in fact. And in May the 1st, the residents were allotted 249 gallons a day at regular rates. And then if you went up more than that, you were fined $25 for the first 10% over and $50 for over that. Now, people have cut back. I remember before our house sold, our entire yard was stressed out. And I'm sure it must be dead now as we've not seen it for several months. But I feel bad about that, but I feel worse about the fact that this may be a contrived instance. Go ahead with your informative talk about what we were talking about before the break, please.
Yes, absolutely, David. Okay, again, you can find and download all this information from stopthecrime.net, and I'm really going to rush through these documents to give you the idea of what they contain. But it is most important everyone download these documents while our site is still up. Certainly, this information is not intended to get out. Now, I'm weaving together a little story right now with the documents, again, that are on www.stopthecrime.net on the Water Wars link. You will find this, and this is important. We must expose this corporate structure by calling out the agencies that are literally dissolving our ability to exist on this planet. And I don't mean that lightly. I mean exactly what was just said. So here's a very important article. It's entitled Maps Developed in Secret Suggests the EPA May Be Expanding Regulation. This is dated August the 30th of 2014. It said a map developed by the EPA and released to the U.S. House Committee investigating controversial proposed water regulation should have citizens concerned, says U.S. Representative Kevin Cramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. He quotes, "It is extremely alarming that the EPA would develop these maps in secret and only release them after being confronted by members of Congress." He said that the news release accompanying his office release, the EPA has been hiding information which should upset the public and jeopardize the EPA's massive power grab of unprecedented authority over private and public water. Goes on to tell us that on the map, nearly the entire state of North Dakota is restricted by the EPA's water constraints. Critics of the proposed rule have suggested the EPA intends to use to its advantage and to expand regulation far beyond permanent bodies of water and to lands that hold water only some of the time. And Representative Cramer says this, it doesn't take much of a leap to conclude that highly detailed maps developed by taxpayer funds are for the purpose of enforcing this rule. Now we move into what Goldman Sachs is telling us from their website. Water is becoming a business. I just want to say this. Again, it's important to understand that everything is functioning from commerce, from business. Everything is a business. It's nothing personal, but it is destroying all of us because we have failed. And we have been deceived with how government really works. It is a business. It is a corporate structure by the bankers with bookkeeping, again, the contracts, grants, etc. This is what it says in the Goldman Sachs document, Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. It says that natural gas is showing a growing alternative to oil, led by the shale revolution in the United States. The extraction of unconventional gas is water intensive, and an adequate supply of water is critical and is most one of the highest ingredients to this shale production. They call this a shale revolution. U.S. shale gas development has been aided by the United States' abundant water resources. In contrast, inadequate water supplies could be a constraint for the monetary gains and the prospective shale-producing countries like China and Mexico. So they're saying that shale, which many of us have been fighting, we've been wondering how fracking is rolling over our country, which is certainly creating toxins in our groundwater supply. All you have to do is type in fracking and the toxic reality of fracking. This is a new business. This is rolling over our country because we have an abundant water resource and supply. Goldman Sachs goes on to talk about virtual water trade to feed the expanding middle class. Now, virtual water means that they are reducing domestic agricultural water use by importing water-intensive products from water-rich countries. Not only is the EPA, are the EPA's plans taking of land and land theft, they're shutting down agriculture. They're going to gain a greater foothold on the global food production because they're talking about sending and trading from countries that are water rich to countries that don't have adequate water for the goods and services that they need. And they're privatizing the United States water supply. Now, before I get into this very important document, it's most important to understand the level of what we face. Many of us, and I have spoken many, many times about smart meters. Smart meters here in Northern California are deployed through our utility company called PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I urge everyone, type in PG&E, followed by the name Rothschild, Rothschild. Yes, PG&E and Rothschild. PG&E is run by Rothschild. It's most important to understand that PG&E was at the 1992 Earth Summit. PG&E was set up to be the template and the model utility company for the rest of the utilities across the country. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because in this next water document, it's important to understand.
Okay, we're up against our last break, and we'll be right back with Deborah Smart. Don't stay a long way. But
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Squarer Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Squarer Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation. Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Wilson back with Deborah Tavares. Deborah, we're in the fourth quarter of an hour. It's gone by very, very quickly. I want you to be able to get in some more information about what we've been talking about, particularly at StopTheCrime.net. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Water Wars and find all of these documents that our guest is talking about this morning. Deborah, please continue.
Yes. The document entitled on the website is called Water Market USA. And it is presented by Global Water Intelligence. And they talk about the infrastructure investment, and they say that the utilities have been prepared to delay network rehabilitation work in the past. Very important. We have been undermined by a plan so monstrous we did not recognize it was coming, because the utilities are controlled by the bankers. Rothschild, PG&E, they have delayed most important rehabilitation in network and the infrastructure. Now all of our agencies are required and are going to need to enhance the rehabilitation, because they say that there have been the urgency of meeting compliance deadlines related to the treatment standards and regulations. And they said that the growing demand of accelerating increased water ability is going to be the fact that they're going to have to increase and rapidly accelerate their investment in pipe rehabilitation. Our financial structure, particularly of the public water domain, is stressed, and this is how the private-public partnerships are going to ease in to our public water agencies. They go on to tell us that the impact of scarcity, creating the sense that we will have to quickly comply to those that are telling us what we need to do. They also talk about the excitement behind the water trading and the water market in the United States is the increased desalination and water treatment plants. They go on to tell us the problem in the United States is the fragmentation of our public water agencies. There's over 51,000. It makes it difficult for these public agencies to get in charge. But they say this is very important. They say there is one unifying force that leaves its signature at every level and in every corner of the water industry. It's the consulting engineers. The top 20 firms are the key to the U.S. water market. These engineers define the procurement system. They take the lion's share of the capital expenditure, and they set the direction of the United States water industry. So we can know now that the consulting engineers are going to be manipulated and put in place to literally collapse our public water system in the United States. Again, this is in the report called Global Water Intelligence, the USA Water Market. This report defines the positioning of the EPA and how the EPA's standards literally will be unable to be met by the public water agencies. Those are the standards to implement all types of built-in systems and enhancements to the water system that will save the endangered species and the fish. They know that this is unable to be paid for by our public water agencies, and this is how they will ease in. They have positioned all of this to privatize the United States water supply. They talk about there's a strong need for water. It's a very stable, long-term investment and wealth creator. The only question that these corporate agencies ask is, how much should we put in to water? They say that the infrastructure represents a safe place for billions of dollars of private equity investment. They go on to talk about how they will be able to dispose of sludge. Sludge, they say, is expensive. That's as a result of the water treatment plant. And they say that sludge is expensive to dispose of, but new technologies will enable it, the sludge, to be treated and sold. This is very similar to what has happened with the fluoride in our water supply. This toxic treated, they say, is now added to our water supply. To understand the severity and the depth of sludge when it is resold back to us, all you have to do is take a look at David Lewis's book, D-A-V-I-D, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. It's entitled Science for Sale. Or you can go and just type in David Lewis, type in sludge. He identifies the immense toxicity level of this sludge. They plan to retreat it and sell it back to us. This is what is being planned to further kill off in the depopulation plan those of us in the United States. They cite in this report the obstacle. They say municipalities already do a good job of operating our water facilities. And they say the American dream of controlling their own water destiny is a powerful driver in the United States. And then they go on how they will remove these obstacles. They tell us that the important factors are efficiency and customer relations. They talk about that the credit crunch will assist them so that we will be forced to move into the private sector. They also talk about how presenting private-public partnerships will become more palatable to the community because they're going to present them as an expert and financially beneficial to both parties. Again, this is all an illusion to steal and control our water and sell it back to us as a finite resource. They talk about...
Deborah, let me interrupt just a second here. We've been talking about water this morning. We're coming to the end of the program. Your website, stopthecrime.net, certainly has all of these things that you've been speaking of well documented. You talk about, though... how this is to get, is it all, what I want to ask you is, what's the motivation for this? Is it to make more money for the elite, or is it for population control? What's the goal here?
Yeah, it's all of the above. Remember in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, that is a document for genocide.
Hold that thought, and we're going to be right back. Sorry for the interruption.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures
shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, we're back with the last few minutes of a Wednesday's edition of Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson. We're here with Deborah Tavares speaking from California. I'm in Florida, and I see the same things happening all over this nation where people are becoming more and more dependent upon some form of government, whether it be city, county, state, federal, or whatever. And this is all a part of the plan, isn't it, Deborah? Take a minute or 90 seconds or so to bring your points to a close for us this morning.
Absolutely. On StopTheCrime.net, under the Water Wars, Inc., you will find this most important documentation. The EPA is acting as the front runner to create standards based on false, phony consensus science that will literally bankrupt the implementation of those standards by all of our public water agencies across the country. The EPA is a facilitator, as well as the other incorporated agencies that are working to bring the public water system into private hands. They talk about the aging of the employees and replacing literally with young people. I have read this continuously through a variety of documents. They talk about how multi-conglomerates have already swallowed up several of our treatment plants and equipment companies in the United States. They're consuming us. They talk about how the challenge of water scarcity, that scarcity is a function of supply and demand. And they talk about how they have created the illusion now of water scarcity. They did the same thing with oil by telling us it was fossil fuel. Oil is not, petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs. Petroleum is a renewable energy resource. You can look at the YouTube, The Origins of Oil, to confirm the degree of indoctrination and mind control that we have all been placed under. In this document, again, under the Stop the Crime Under Water Wars, the Global Intelligence document, it says scarcity is the most visible driver for demand and investment in the water sector. They say Forstenhager in California declared a drought in California in 2008, water shortages in Atlantic, the draining of Lake Mead in Nevada, the spread of the Dust Bowl conditions in the Midwest have all added to the sense of crisis surrounding American water resources. So we're in trouble.
I have to stop you there because we're coming to the end of our program. Deborah, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I know Dr. Stan thanks you, and I hope perhaps that we can get together again to finish off this conversation, which should be very, very important to us all. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, it's StopTheCrime.net, Deborah's website, where you can find all of these documents for free, no charge to you at all. Things that you can't imagine are actually going on documented with the original documents. Deborah, thank you so much. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a minute or two to remind you about Radio Liberty. RadioLiberty.com has a lot of free documentation and videos and so forth that Dr. Stan and the people up there on the Hill have put together. Go to RadioLiberty.com and see if you can't avail yourself of something there which will help you understand what's really going on in this country today. It's important that you become an expert, so to speak, in one area.